If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
214-526-7400. Ask for Ken Robertson. Pinch away to watch them. HDTV.
Get into a tweeter near you today and check out HDTV for yourself. The details are incredible. The camera angles are different from what you see on television. And the colors, well, it looks like it's really right there in front of you.
HDTV is just plain better. And you can see HDTV for yourself at tweeter.
They can explain it to you, deliver it, install it. All you've got to do is sit back and enjoy it.
There's a big game coming up. Wouldn't it be super if you had an HDTV before then?
Get into Tweeter today so you don't miss out on any of the action.
HDTV at Tweeter. Tell them the Hardline sent you.
The Ticket. Ticket Ticker.
The NFL playoffs feature two divisional playoff games today. The early game is at 3:30 when the Panthers play the Rams in St. Louis. Rams are rolling at home, winning 14 in a row. Panthers quarterback Jake Delhomme says the Rams defense will be a challenge.
They blitz a good bit. You know, everybody talks about Dallas blitzing and whatnot, but they blitz more than Dallas. Dallas is blitzing a lot on third down. St. Louis will come on first, second, or third down. They really get after you a good bit.
The late game is at 7:15 with New England and Tennessee. You can listen to both of the games right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Mavericks drop only their third game of the season at home, a 92-80 loss to the Pacers. Mavericks shoot only 36.8% from the floor. Dirk led the Mavs with 20 points. LSU head coach Nick Saban has reportedly had an interview with the Chicago Bears on Friday. Reports out of Chicago say Saban interviewed with the Bears on Friday afternoon, and the interview lasted into the evening. Bears GM Jerry Angelo has said that if Saban wants a job, it is his to take. And the Stars play a matinee with the Avalanche at noon. You can check out the Dallas Stars postgame show with Bob and Dan after the game. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The station that sounds better after every beer.
Love is a burning thing.
9:52 on The Ticket, T-Box winding down as we anxiously await the Rams 2004. What do you think of this?
Oh, wow.
What is that?
I heard you talking about there's a new, new format, new layout, AG, Avid Golfer. They've changed it.
Oh, they changed the look of it.
So now,
they sped up the thing.
Is it going to be known as AG, like KFC? Is that your goal?
No.
I wasn't thinking KFC, I was thinking more GQ, but...
Oh. I was thinking,
don't call it GQ even though it says AG on it.
Yeah. Who's this guy on the cover?
Some geek.
Yeah. Cart boy of the month.
Yeah, you need to do a cart boy of the month. I like it. It's sleek.
A little half, half
dependable.
Oh, how was, what's her face?
Me? No, you.
How was, what's her name?
Morgan.
Morgan. How was Morgan?
Movie.
How'd she look?
She looked good.
Did she look still pretty good?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she aging well?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she looked pretty good.
I did. What do you think I just said?
Morgan?
Yeah.
What did she look better before?
Well, she was...
Well, they all look better
she
younger.
She was much more made up and kind of polished this time.
She was more, when she had the natural
she
beauty?
She was more natural last time, but she still looked great.
Still buffed?
And she was cute enough.
All right.
Yeah.
She emailed me, by the way.
Yeah.
She finally emailed you back from 4 years ago.
Yeah, she felt. I guess she felt. I guess she felt guilty, like the uncomfortable hour sitting across the table from me when you guys kept on bringing up the fact that I tried to hit on her and she didn't email me back. I guess she was guilty into emailing me.
What did she say in her email?
Oh, just that it was great to see you, and I don't know.
She didn't email me. Did she email you, Corby?
No.
Putting you on my block list.
I didn't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she took you off her block list.
She helped to tell you. Just wanted you to know I took you off my block list.
Wait, what the hell is in your mouth? Whoa, wait a second here. I didn't hear
what?
About this.
I am now the oldest geek in mankind.
Oh, he's wearing braces.
Oh, I didn't know you had braces.
Wow.
Why do you have braces?
The clear kind.
Yeah.
Well, like, you don't need braces.
Yeah, you didn't even need them.
No, it has nothing to do with appearance. It has anything to do with bite.
What's wrong with
I
your
got
bite?
A bad.
So you have rubber bands to pull your jaw
forward? Not yet. Not
will?
Yet.
Are you kidding? So the dentist told you to do this?
Yeah. That sounds like a money-making scheme for him.
Is it at night when you grind or something, when you're grinding?
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
your wife was complaining about the underbite?
Even at 47.
made odd marks on the breast.
It's just a bad, it's a long story, doesn't it?
Look, honey, your teeth aren't lined up.
How long you have to have?
Was your jaw going to fall off or something?
No, it just degenerates your jaw if your bite isn't aligned.
Does your dentist want you to quit dipping while you're at it?
I haven't dipped.
How long has it been? You know,
how long has it been?
Do you know why he quit dipping?
Be gross dipping with braces.
He had to go what?
He had to buy life insurance.
You know, I've got to do that. I've put that off for like a year now.
You guys don't have life insurance?
Well, I have it through the company.
Well, you have, but you don't have separate?
Yeah, you need to have it with your child.
No, all I have is like the whatever it is, the $500,000 from the company.
So you have $500,000 with the company?
Yeah, so I guess it's pretty good.
That's standard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's standard.
Yeah. So now I'm not dipping, I'm not drinking coffee because it stains.
Yeah.
Which I haven't really missed. Corby's been telling me for years you don't need coffee.
You don't need it.
So how much life insurance do you have, Corby?
A ton.
You have a ton.
Like a ton? How much is a ton?
Once you have kids, you should be worth more dead than alive.
Yeah, way more.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, Gordon,
how much do you have?
Probably a million or
eight
so.
Grand, 8 grand.
A million for you, and how much for her?
$10.
So there's a million.
$10.
For any P1 out there, there's $1 million price on Corby's head.
Yeah. If you want to start up a relationship with Julie and get $1 million at the same time, one simple step.
So, Gordon, if you apply for additional life insurance, are you going to have to quit bug chasing and all that kind of stuff?
Gosh, wouldn't that be horrible to put that on your life insurance exam? That you're a bug chaser. You know what a bug chaser is, Craig?
No.
It's people who actively seek out the AIDS virus. They want to get it because they find it erotic.
No.
You're kidding.
No.
There was a movie made about it. We talked about it a couple months ago.
Is it like a big bet? How long are you going to live afterwards? Or?
No, it's like to these people who are bug chasers, they want to get the AIDS virus.
And it's like a religious experience when they
get it. Yeah,
when they feel it pass to them.
When they feel it passing into their body. They
say they can sense it.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
Isn't it?
There are people who...
I'm intrigued.
You know, the component to the bug chaser is the gift giver. And there are gift givers out there who... You know,
like
couple up with bug chasers.
Like a surrogate mom?
They give the gift of AIDS.
Yes, it is a surrogate mother.
That's
surrogate AIDSer.
If you ask me, that's one of the worst gifts to give.
But it is.
I mean, I did for Christmas. There were a few bug chasers on my list, so I gave them AIDS.
But it is a gift that keeps on giving, though. So.
God.
Hey, real quick. We all do that. Feature bug chaser of the
month.
An avid golfer.
Maybe you get lucky and you think a scratch golf.
Might be one of the same. Might be one of the same. Hey, so we were talking about this earlier, Davey. So we're figuring whoever gets Danny Lowry wins, so why play?
Who's Danny Lowry and what are you talking about?
Charity Challenge? I'm sorry. Thanks for resetting.
He's a sales guy who scored 16 goals 2 years ago.
They scored, what, 3 or 4?
Davey's angry at him.
He scored a lot.
Davey doesn't like him.
Because
he took over Davey's spot.
He took your thunder.
Yeah.
Actually, your belly.
Dave's life he ever shined at.
No, Davey's belly last year took away his thunder.
Yeah,
you were large.
My career is over, so I'm not even concerned about that anymore. But
isn't it weird to think you're, what, 31?
Yeah.
And you're officially done?
Yeah, I'm officially done.
Are you going to show those old tapes, though, to your kids?
Oh, definitely.
That's so sad.
On an endless loop in his game room.
Here's Daddy.
So, seriously, if we all shave our heads, whoever loses, isn't it kind of a waste to even play?
What do you mean?
Danny Lowry is going to win, and the other team is going to might as well just line up now.
I like Danny. I do. He's a nice guy.
Here comes Dave reasserting himself.
No, but seriously, if I end
up... I've seen some holes in his game.
No, but if I end up on the opposite team from him, then I'm going to try and take him out.
Well, yeah,
you're just
going to
be an enforcer.
Yeah.
You need to put on 50 pounds.
Have you dropped to that, Dave?
He's working on it.
Yeah. You're now just in the four. You used to be a high-powered scorer, and now you're just a thug.
Well, that's what I actually saw Danny the other night.
And threatened him?
No, and I told him,
hey, Danny, how's it going? You're going down.
No, I told him how my career was on the decline, and now I'm more of a Kirk Muller type.
Offer him a bug chase opportunity?
What? What does that mean?
Bug chasing opportunity?
Well, I...
That's what you do. He walks by and you just squirt some bugs on him.
You have a syringe that's labeled AIDS.
Will it take effect in time? Because it's in March, right?
Oh, yeah, he'll get it by then.
Will you come out on the ice and they introduce you with two big syringes marked AIDS and you're squirting them off?
Yeah.
Squirting them into the crowd.
A super soaker full of AIDS.
Just kind of
yellow. Don't give anybody ideas. Come
you
on.
Get some yellow stuff.
Yellow?
Just pumping that super soaker, just spraying the crowd, spraying the upper deck.
So wrap it in a ticket t-shirt.
We'll get the,
we'll
get the Mavs fun slingers out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Old ball of water balloons of AIDS.
Wow, we're going to sell out for sure now.
Oh, gosh. We do need to do stuff like that to trick it up, though. How funny would that be?
All right, everybody, who wants AIDS?
Right here! Can you imagine the papers reporting on Charity Challenge? Some of the antics didn't go over so well, such as when David Lane squirted AIDS onto the audience.
But Gordon's blood cannons were a hit.
What are those?
I had them at my wedding. I don't know if you remember or not. They were on either side of the pews.
Remember Julie's train had blood packets in the bottom of it? It looked like she was bleeding from someplace.
She looked
intimate.
Like Carrie.
Yeah, she looked like Carrie walking down the aisle. Have you ever been to a wedding?
Cried.
I know.
With blood packets or blood cannons, Craig?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
he's still leaning back off.
I know. Well, for Corby's wedding, this is before Corby got married, we were trying to come up with ideas for his wedding. And we wanted to, the moment he said his vows, there were going to be a couple blood cannons mounted on either side of the pulpit area.
Facing the pews.
Facing the pews, and they were going to squirt blood all over the audience.
So instead of rice or confetti, that'd be blowing up in the door.
Tons of it.
As soon as they say I do, then pews blood. Just
And the blood packets were Julie was walking down the aisle, she was going to have these packets of blood in her train that were time released. And so as she walked down the aisle, just there'd be this bloody smear following her, looking like something horrible had gone wrong.
Big mistake not going through with that.
I know, I tried.
Big mistake.
And just everyone sitting in the pews looking over, oh my goodness, look at that.
Something's wrong.
What is under her dress? Call the doctors.
Yeah.
Call all of them.
So I think that, I was telling Rick that...
God, we already drew tears from Davey before 10 o'clock. That's great.
I told him that Danny needs to be, because it's a reverse draft, and Danny needs to be the second to last player taken. Otherwise...
This is convoluted. How do you do that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, if he's the last player taken, then he and you, or he and Cactus, are going to be on the same team. We need you and Cactus on the same team, and Danny
right,
on the other team.
It's like a two-for-one thing.
Yeah.
So do we know who has the first pick?
No.
It's a coin
lost last year, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It should be.
That's the way Dunham and Miller won it, but I think it's a coin toss.
I thought you guys said last year, not to get way into this. I heard the first pick was the worst pick.
I don't remember how it went, to be honest with you. But I'd almost rather have you and Cactus and have that challenge of going against him. Because I'd like to run it too, little punk.
Well, the wild card this year is what they're going to do at goalie. Because I don't know that...
I don't know if they're released, but
I'm just saying I've heard rumors as to what they're going to do, but I don't know if they're going to, you know, find goalies or if they're going to just make somebody on the roster.
There's been talk of putting in kids as goalies.
Oh, yeah.
There's talk of midgets.
You know what I think they should do?
You know what y'all should do?
Cats.
Whatever team is Dan Larry's on, the other team gets Andy Moog.
Andy who?
Or Moog, whatever.
Moot.
Oh, horrible.
Andy Moog.
You know, why don't we just do this?
Whatever the hell his name is.
This is the biggest time-worn argument for...
What about Guy Carpenter?
They could get them... Why don't you just put in two sumo wrestlers?
Their sumo get-up?
Because that's what everybody said. Why if you just put in two sumo wrestlers, nobody'd ever score. Be funny with them on skates.
How about two terminally ill people? That's an idea I heard that I was really against. I remember when I heard it.
You just brought it up. Like,
yeah,
you wanted
that's
to...
what I'm talking about. Remember I was telling you about some of the things I've heard
going
to happen?
When did you say that?
That's one of them. That's one of them.
Stay tuned Tuesday.
What? What is our announcement on Tuesday?
Yeah.
We
well, the draft is Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh. And you're supposed to be there, too.
And the funny part is those promos, It's like, meet all the players and Gordon. Like, you're going to be separate in a cage.
Mascot.
So are you back
don't
in the booth? Are you back in the broadcast booth this year?
I think so. I guess I didn't impress anyone with my playing ability.
I thought you were a success.
A what?
A success. I'm having trouble playing with these.
Are those Rolando Blackman's old braces?
Is that how he talks?
Why did you have to get those again?
I told you, like, 8 times.
Because you caved in your face with cocaine?
Yeah.
How do the braces keep your septum from collapsing?
2004.
Toothpicks.
Same old jokes. Brand new year.
Boy, they are. They really are.
New material.
Well, it's because we never knew a guy other than you that was a coke fiend in the 80s.
I thought it was the 70s.
Or 70s.
Well, it's 2 decades.
How old am
I? I thought you burned off the front of your face. Did you know this, Craig?
What?
Would you have
to take a drug test.
Would you have hired him for AG if you had
AG? Maybe with AG, maybe, you know, it's kind of...
If you had known what a drug problem he'd had in his past. I mean, this guy has been party to about 1,200 Sister Christian scenes.
It's the oldest joke in the world.
That's such a tense scene.
It's not tense.
You remember the Sister Christian scene from Boogie Nights?
How long were you with your Laotian houseboy?
You have to answer the question.
I like the cart girl of the month, by the way, in here.
Like her?
Ashley Payne.
Garden Valley?
Which picture do you like better?
Over.
The one where it shows your boobs.
Let's see.
Come here.
Which boobs?
Yeah, it's kind of flat.
Yeah.
Pretty, though.
I'll teach you how to spell pain.
Okay, Lid Davey, the be-all to end-all of all ratings.
I like the more natural picture than the doll.
No, she looks like a root in that picture.
No, she doesn't.
She's not a root.
She's looks like she's
pushing something.
Yeah.
Well, she's got a Murano parked right.
Avid golfer, cart girl of the month that we're critiquing.
Is it still avid golfer or is it AG?
We're going to keep both.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that what a
hopefully we'll migrate.
What?
He just said something.
What?
Was that what a...
What were you...
Don't diminish.
Please?
She's a nice girl.
So, yeah, is it Dave who brought up, is AG eventually going to get to where it doesn't stand for anything? Like A&M doesn't stand for anything anymore?
Or GQ?
Or I guess A&M doesn't stand for... I mean, KFC doesn't stand for anything?
It doesn't?
That is kind of a...
You can't say Kentucky
GQ
Fried Chicken anymore?
What's that?
You can't say Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore?
No, you can't say that. And they say,
it's got fried in it, right?
But yeah, and they say KFC has nothing to do with Kentucky Fried Chicken, even the words. It's like A&M got switched to where it's just A&M that doesn't refer to anything else. Agricultural and, I guess, mechanical.
We're still a golf magazine, so I think AG will always stand for something, right? Both stand for avid golfer.
My God, hit the American music. They'll always stand for something, boy.
They have no idea.
You're married to Aggie, Dave.
Yeah.
Does she know what it stands for?
Yeah.
She's probably the most disinterested Aggie of all time, though.
She hates...
But you know what?
She hates A&M. She does.
But you're the one that brokered that. She had pride in A&M,
and then you
brokered down.
No, I remember meeting her the first time, and I was like, so did you go to a lot of Aggie games? She's like, I think one.
All right, I'm
no, she never went. I was like, man.
She has pride in her degree because she...
Well, why'd she go to A&M then?
Because of the engineering school.
And now she's in sales.
Oh, but she's in technical sales. She still uses her engineering background.
I don't think she does.
I don't think she does.
Hey, do you have any
maybe at night.
Hot cart girls in your club? Your high tone club?
No.
Hot cart girls.
All right.
I know a few.
All right, coming up next, we ask Rick and Craig an interesting question.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Listen all weekend as Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket paves the yellow brick road to Super Bowl 38. All the NFC and AFC divisional playoff games are on The Ticket beginning this afternoon at 3:30 with the Panthers and the Rams at St. Louis, followed at 7:15 by the Titans and the Patriots in Foxborough. Then tomorrow at noon, it's the Colts and the Chiefs in Kansas City, followed by the Packers and the Eagles at 3:45 in Philadelphia. Watch all the games if you can this weekend, but if you can't, listen to The Ticket while you get something done, and you won't miss a... live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our guys talking about our teams in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports news first guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ticket, KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTVK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger. Well, surprise, surprise. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Next time you have friends over on game day, make the right call with Wings and Things.
I'm Layla the Mavericks. Reach a season low next on The Ticket.
Attention all gardeners. Texas Hydroponics invites you to join the agricultural revolution. Yeah, that's right. Texas Hydroponics is growing. We're growing big here at Texas Hydroponics. We stock a huge selection of hydroponic systems, lighting, nutrients, greenhouse accessories, and more than we can mention in 1 minute from all the leading manufacturers. With complete hydroponic systems starting at under $50, Texas Hydroponics makes indoor gardening affordable and practical for everyone. Texas Hydroponics is the largest hydroponics and organic supplier in Texas, with three well-stocked locations in Arlington at 3201 East Pioneer Parkway, that's a half mile east of 360, in Dallas, located near Deep Elm at 3400 Elm Street, Austin, and soon to be a fourth store in the heart of Fort Worth. Log on to TexasHydroponics.com to find the location nearest you, or enjoy secure internet shopping from the convenience of your own home with free next-day delivery on many of our items. For directions to one of our convenient Metroplex locations, go to TexasHydroponics.com or call us toll-free at 1-866-25-HYDRO.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Last season, the Mavs had only lost lost 4 games all year to Eastern Conference opponents. Not this year. With a 92-80 loss to the Pacers, they've now dropped 5. Steve Nash says the Mavs' performance isn't up to par.
This one hurts. It just adds to our frustration after being so average for quite a period now, and it's in a, very frustrating after improving every year to be in this position. But we have to keep fighting.
80 points was the Mavs' lowest point total at the AAC this season. The divisional playoffs kick off at 3:30 this afternoon with the Rams playing host to Carolina. St. Louis has won 14 straight at home, while the Panthers are coming off their wild card win over the Cowboys. The late game tonight is New England and Tennessee at 7:15. You can hear both games right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Stars play host to the Avalanche today at noon. They'll be without Mike Modano. He has a strained groin and was placed on the IR last night. Mo is also expected to miss at least the first part of the Stars' 5-game road trip. Make sure you check out the Stars' post-game show after today's game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. That's The Ticket Ticker, a service of Goodyear. Now through January 17th, get up to a $50 cash card with the purchase of 4 selected Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the retailer nearest you. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to the very first edition of the Rant for 2004. And we have Corby Davidson.
Hi.
Gen X Davey Lane.
Good morning.
Hello, Gen X Davey.
Hi.
And so here it is, a new year, and I got nothing.
I didn't even print out any stories today.
What's wrong with you?
Usually the linchpin of this show.
Well, I got tired of one, working harder than either of you two, and also I got tired of every time I would try and tell a story, it failing on the air. So I'm just going.
Is that our fault?
I'm going to lay back in 2004.
Oh, this is the year of laying back for Davey.
Right.
Well, heck, I don't want to do any work, Corby. Will you do everything?
No,
please.
No,
please. You know what? I saw Lost in Translation last night.
Ooh, isn't it great?
I loved it.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's my favorite movie of the year.
It's a great movie.
I don't know if it tops.
Well, what else did that Sofia Coppola
direct? Virgin Suicide?
Yeah, I didn't see that, though.
I didn't see it either.
Lost in Translation, though, is, like, sounds really corny, but, like, the sweetest movie.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just the most pure platonic love between two...
Totally
too horny.
Too horny and on the surface totally incompatible people. But
it's, you talking about your relationship?
Yeah, exactly. But it's a great movie, and just all the subtle just jokes, basically. It's
Bill Murray's genius.
I think he's genius.
You know what I watched last night? The whole thing, Groundhog Day. One of my favorite movies.
I love that movie too.
Ever. I've probably seen that movie as much as Fletch.
I don't like it as much as Fletch.
Boy, I think it's funny.
I need to see it again, though. Fletch is kind of dated, though, with the just the soundtrack and yeah, I need to see that Lost in Translation. It seems like I did see one current movie, and I have no idea what it was. I went on vacation and just watched a lot of movies.
You know, I know you make fun of doing that. Well, if you go somewhere on vacation, it always sucks to go to a movie theater. But if you're here, if you have nothing going on, I love going to the theater at, like, noon.
If you're home, sure.
Yeah, I love doing that, though.
Christmas weekend,
day movie.
Christmas weekend, I went on a movie tear. I saw Return of the King, the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, heard that.
Loved it.
I haven't seen the second one.
Too long, but I loved it.
Ending...
There were too many endings.
There was a gay scene with the hobbits.
Yeah, how did it end? Did it end with Yoda and Anakin waving?
Yeah.
Vader
and Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers and his prosthetic hand.
Wooden hand. It's so giant. That's the worst movie ever.
It's funny so ending, though, when the alligator, Carl Weathers, and Abraham Lincoln are waving it.
And,
oh, double Corby.
You know what else is bad? Is Billy Madison.
I've never seen it, I don't think.
That movie sucks.
I mean, it was on Fox the other night, and I caught like 10 minutes of it.
I liked Happy Gilmore, but Billy Madison was terrible.
But anyway, I guess Adam Sandler talked, you know, with his real, you know, kind of, just so such a humble little boy.
Speaking of Bill Murray, did you hear Bill Murray ever talk about Adam Sandler?
No.
He's just like, I'm sorry, I don't get him. I don't understand why people think he is so funny. To me, he is not funny at all.
Bill Murray actually says this?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Someone asked him about him. He was just like,
I can't believe
he said that.
I mean, yeah, he doesn't care, but
I think Adam Sandler is overrated. There's no question. Some of the stuff is okay.
Yeah. I could take him or leave him.
I never saw that movie that he got critical acclaim for. What was that?
Punch Drunk Love?
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
I have it at home, but I haven't watched it.
I like that.
He's good in it? I think he'd be better off doing those types of movies, though, as opposed to doing, ooh, look at you.
Why are you going to laugh at you, right?
God.
But if he does, then he makes $25 million.
Right.
If he does Punch Drunk Love, he gets, what, $100,000 or something?
Probably.
I hate The Wedding Singer. That's a kid punch. I hate that.
The only reason guys our age hate Adam Sandler so much is because that could have been us. If we had come up with that one and been that pony, we could have made that much money. How great would that be?
You know, he
have $150 million.
He worked it hard, though.
Okay.
I saw a special on him where he tried out to be an MTV VJ. Is it VJ?
Boy, that is working hard.
Mm.
Wow.
And
he really knows what work means.
He's overcome so much.
He really has. It's great to hear human interest stories like that.
No, I'm not finishing my story.
He overcame not getting to be an MTV VJ.
He overcame anything.
You know, when he first started on Saturday Night Live, he wasn't an actual cast member. He was just
a featured player.
Yeah. I mean.
So go ahead, Corby. What? Talk about his hard life.
Never said he grew up hard.
What?
All right, I have a funny story.
Okay.
I was going to finish my movie blitz.
Oh.
I also saw Cold Mountain and Big Fish.
Anybody seen Mystic River?
Yes,
he has. I haven't seen it.
It's great.
Really?
Yes.
Cold Mountain, overrated. Big Fish, really good.
Big Fish is Tim Burton.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that Monster, too.
Ooh. You know, that was sold out last night.
What?
We wanted to go see it, Monster.
That's the Charlize Theron and Christina Ricci.
That just opened this weekend, right?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you didn't watch the Pete Rose interview, did either one of you?
Did he refer to the movie? It's like Charlize Theron.
No.
Is that Pete Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Pete Rose here.
It's old Pete here.
Yeah, I've been on baseball.
Before his interview, they had Charlize Theron on. Who to me is...
She's one of the hottest women in the world. Maybe one of the hottest. Maybe the hottest.
You know, the biggest chubby I ever got in a movie theater...
Oh, my gosh.
...was Cider House Rules, where she's laying naked on the bed, and you see her beautiful bottom.
I never saw the movie.
It's a great movie.
That was a kid's movie.
But she looks so ugly in this Monster movie.
It took 4 hours of makeup every morning to get all that crap on her.
Well, I've seen
what does she play?
She plays
Eileen Warno.
Who's like the first
woman
female serial killer put to death.
Have you not heard about this? Where have you been?
I don't read the paper or watch TV. It sucks.
Anyway, she's...
I'm really plugged in.
She's about...
Radio producer.
99% sure, not she, all the critics are that she's going to win Best Actress.
I hope she does.
It's that powerful a movie.
Well, I looked at her and I couldn't even make
that
her.
I saw the preview, having no idea what the movie was about or anything. Didn't know.
Makes out with Christina Ricci in it.
Yes, she does.
Because she's a lesbian in it.
But they showed this woman. I was like, God, who is that gargoyle? You know? And then it says Charlize Theron. I was like, oh, my God. And Christina Ricci's all crapped up, too.
I thought she still looked pretty good. She didn't look as ugly as...
Charlize Theron gained 30 pounds for the role.
Really?
Yeah.
So would you ever allow your wife to do that for a big role, say?
How much does it pay?
Like probably between $5 and $10 million.
But yeah, and she gets a personal trainer right afterwards, sure.
But what if she said, you know, I'm happy like this, Dave?
Then I'd divorce her and take half.
Attaboy.
Don't say attaboy. Don't encourage him.
But Christina Ricci kind of parked up for it, too. And they showed Christina Ricci's... Because Charlize Theron looks exactly like this woman. I mean, exactly.
I know. It's amazing. I saw the picture of the real woman.
And Christina Ricci looks nothing like the girl she's playing. Because they showed her in court. Because I guess this woman eventually testified against Eileen Morneau. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right. But, oh, my God. You talk about a bull dyke of a woman.
Hey.
Hey.
What? Yeah, say bull. She's like...
Say Taurus dyke.
She's like 4'8", with like Sergeant Carter haircut, and about 280. And they were humping around Florida together.
Hmm. Literally?
But it kind of turns me on, even though Charlize Theron is real tore up to know that she's kissing Christina Ricci,
yeah,
who I think is really cute.
So, Christina Ricci really made the... I can't believe she... was one of the rare ones that can make the switch. Child,
yeah,
actor, and is now gets
and
a lot of work.
And she only takes those really quirky, weird
ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
she's got a Johnny
an
Depp.
Indie chick.
She's a Johnny Depp of females.
And she's got a giant rack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl with a huge rack.
Reduction, by the way.
You know, another one that was a child actress.
She had a huge rack in Casper.
Yeah, she did.
I know.
That made me uncomfortable.
For real?
Is that Kirsten Dunst, who I don't think is that good looking.
I don't think she's good looking at all.
But yet she still gets work.
She has vampire teeth.
Yeah, she does. Still left over from that movie.
What movie?
Interview with a Vampire.
She was in that?
She was the girl.
The little girl.
That's she how... was?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know that. Little curly-haired girl?
Little curly-haired girl.
Wow.
So I was in love with Brad Pitt in that
movie. If you're an actor or an actress and you want to win an Oscar, a Best Actor Oscar.
It's something that uglies you up.
Well, for a guy, you have to play
a retarded
person, and then for a girl, you have to look tore up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who else has done that?
Halle Berry, Monsters Ball.
She wasn't
tore
up.
Oh, well, yeah, she
Monsters
looked real
Ball.
Ugly. She was smoking hot.
But she was trash.
She had an accent.
I don't think she
black.
Black trash. Mulatto trash.
Women have never really done that.
White trash. Nicole Kidman?
Scarface?
No, the Sylvia Plath movie. What is it?
Oh, with
the
Hours.
The Hours.
Did she win for that?
I don't think she won, but she uglied herself up trying to win.
I think that's just kind of the formula.
For guys, for sure, because Daniel Day-Lewis with My Left Foot, Jeffrey Rush and Shine, Dustin Hoffman and
Rain Man.
And Retardo.
No, Rain
not
Man.
Called... He wasn't a superhero.
Wait, what?
Let's pen that script this afternoon.
Retardo.
10:27 on the ticket.
I have good.
Happy birthday.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is 10 years old. And this month's issue of the Sports Page is a collector's edition dedicated to all that is and ever has been tickets. Marginal P2s and P3s will discover in-depth research reference material that desperately needed to convert you to coveted P1 status. This month's Sports Page is a ticket primer full of information on everything that you never wanted to know about the ticket and didn't care enough to ask. Pick up a copy now at one of the hundreds of Metroplex locations and at SportsPageDallas.com. The 10th Anniversary Collector's Edition. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. www.theticket.com. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
breaking sports news first guarantee. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Well, surprise, surprise. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Guys, talking about our team in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. $9.99 and $49.99, respectively, unused anytime in a 12-4-1 year. 2-year service agreement required. See store for details.
I'm Layla. Something is frozen over in New England. Next on The Ticket Ticker.
T1, what does home mean to you? Shouldn't it be a place where you feel secure, relaxed, and where people care about you? Camino Real Apartments is the only place T1 should call home. From the moment you come by for your first appointment, you'll know that the Camino Real staff cares about you as a resident. And wait till you see it. Amazing spacious floor plans, elegant apartments with vaulted ceilings, wood-burning fireplaces. How about 2 half-court basketball gyms for a pickup game or shoot-around? Or a full workout facility for cardio and weight training? Relax in the spa or hot tub, or take a dip in the resort-style swimming pool. The location is prime at Plano Parkway and the Toll Road. T1's with a January move-in, you'll save up to $3,000 in rent over the course of the lease. Plus, you'll be automatically entered into the Viking Cruise Giveaway, a 5-day, 4-night cruise out of Galveston. Camino Real has hosts of gifts for new January residents to choose from. TVs, VCRs, DVD players, a year's worth of free golf, you pick. Camino Real will even waive your security deposit and pick up your moving costs. Only a handful of...
We've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tickets are $40 and are available at www.richardsonrotary.com. A message from Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Today's NFL Divisional Playoffs feature some big weather in New England for the Titans-Patriots game. Camino Real Apartments bring you the ticker. Game time temperatures at 7:15 tonight at Gillette Stadium is expected to be 0 to 10 degrees. But that's not stopping Patriots quarterback Tom Brady from thinking Super Bowl.
It's really become a goal of ours to get into the playoffs and then to work our way through the playoffs. We stay very focused in the short term to be able to do that. And to be able to play this Saturday night, it's like the Monday night game, you know. It's everybody's watching.
The early game is at St. Louis between the Panthers and the Rams. It kicks off at 3:30. You can listen to both games right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Mavericks lose their third game at home this season, a 92-80 defeat at the hands of the Pacers. Mavs are now 16-3 at the AAC this year. By the way, Indiana has won 7 in a row. Some head coaching announcements in the NFL. The Falcons named Jim Mora Jr. as their new head coach. Moore replaces Dan Reeves and is the son of former NFL head coach Jim Mora Sr. The Cardinals have signed Dennis Green to a 5-year deal for their head coaching position. And former Oakland Raiders head coach Bill Callahan has accepted the job at Nebraska. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to get the brand new Ticket Flex Fit baseball cap. Order yours today by logging on to theticket.com.
The players for Subway Team Hardline and Speedy Oil Change Team Users are taken from worst to best at the Charity Challenge on I-7 Player Draft this Tuesday at Pugsley's Library on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah. 10:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with Corby Davidson and David Lane and Gordon Keith. 2004. We're pleased to be with you. We're going to go to the phones here in just a moment to hear what the Rant listener has to say about this new year.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of give us your review of the new year so far. Let's grade the new year. That's what we want to do with you, the listener.
Give up.
All right, now.
Grade the new year.
Now, Corby, you have a story you want to tell.
It's a pretty uncomfortable story, but it's one that I love to tell.
Does this involve your wife again?
Just don't refer to that at all. Are you going to get punched?
But you're the one who brought it up.
Ada.
Okay. Sorry.
Goodness.
So, my dog... My smallest, wonderful dog.
You only have the two, right?
Yeah.
Lola?
Lola.
So it's your smaller dog.
Yes. Thank you.
Your mentally retarded dog.
Pretty much.
It's an SPCA one, right?
Pick-a-pal. You got it from Pick-a-pal.
Same business.
I don't think they kill, though. Does SPCA kill?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think
I think
Pick-a-pal
they do
does.
For pleasure.
Yes. No. Oh.
Yes, yeah, screen the calls. So we've been suspecting for a while. She has a really bad problem of scratching. Like, I mean, she scratches constantly, all over.
A lot of those dogs are damaged goods. I know nobody's supposed to say it. I know we're supposed to say, hey, everyone adopt these dogs that no one wants. There's a reason no one wants them.
Oh, God. Can you get one from there?
No. I found mine in the street. And if I saw one sign of him being weird, I would open the door again and let him out.
I tried that.
You tried to let your dog out?
Yours.
Oh, yeah.
You tried to throw yours out the bed of your truck.
The one time I trusted Corby to watch after my animals.
I did a good job.
You did not. The cops were out there.
It's okay. I was so hungover. It was New Year's Day.
He destroyed my hardwood floors with water. There was water damage.
Well, why do you have a giant frog sculpture that pours out water all over your home?
That is a Matisse that I paid a lot of money for.
That is not. That's some wrought iron piece of crap.
So Corby goes over there with his own dogs, which are just... these big, lumbering, wild-ass dogs that knock down anything in their path. And so he opens the door. My dog runs out the front door. His dog runs in my house and knocks over this fountain, spilling water everywhere. Corby goes running after my dog, which is out in the front yard somewhere, about to get hit.
Oh, no, it runs took off, like, way down the street.
Well, Corby forgets to turn off my alarm when he went to go run after my dog, and all of a sudden he gets three houses away and...
Yeah, like, oh, God. So I go back in, and I'm trying to hit the code, and I can't get the code right. I'm calling Gordon. I'm like, and he's in New York. You know, I'm like, what? And finally, he won't answer his phone. The cops.
I just hear a gunshot on the other end.
The cops call. I'm like, I'm house-sitting. And they're like, well, you have the alarm code. I'm like, yeah, but I forgot it. I mean, I was so spaced out, you know.
Damn drunkard. All right, so anyway, so your dog, one of
my
your damaged good dogs.
And I'm we're assuming...
So she has allergies. You use oatmeal shampoo.
We do. We use everything. We give her pills. Nothing works.
Change her food?
Kill her.
No. We put oil in her food, like motor oil.
She might be allergic to something in her food. You may need to switch.
Like oil.
Could be. We've also suspected that she had fleas. My wife found a flea on her not too long ago.
Anus?
What? So, the other day, she was up on my bed, kind of wallowing around, and I thought I saw a flea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was down there.
In her private?
Yeah, near it.
On Julie?
What? On my dog.
Oh. So, wait a second here. Do you guys use the Sentinel... tablets to
front
the
line.
Sentinel.
Is that the finger method?
Sentinel is a pill that you take for heartworms and for egg hatching.
Frontline is like
the topical solution.
It's
between the shoulder blades.
Advantage, I think, is what it's called.
Little pinch. Yeah, Advantage. Same business.
Yeah, we use that. So I thought I saw this flea right down there in her nether regions.
In her vulva.
Mm.
So you just went to town.
And this is Julie.
This is my dog, Lola.
Don't call her that. So this is your youngest bitch.
Yeah. And so I open, she's on her back.
And you spread her legs.
And you just start going to town on that bitch, trying to find the flea.
Well, listen, and I go down there in that area, and I can't see the flea, you know? So
you have to go in there with your teeth to get it out.
Shut up.
What?
So I'm real close down there to that area, okay?
What'd the flea taste like?
I mean, I'm probably an inch away trying to find this flea, just digging around. So.
And your pastor walks in.
Imagine.
Tastes like cocktail sauce?
Imagine your wife walking in on you and seeing you.
With your head between your dog's legs.
With your head between your dog's legs on the bed.
With the dog laying on its back?
Yeah.
Lola's,
and her tongue's just hanging out.
And I hear, what are you doing?
it's a flea.
Look,
I'm going to leave, and when I come back, I don't want to see this again.
I will never speak of this again.
So you were like knuckle deep?
What does that mean?
Knuckle deep.
He means knee-deep in the process of finding the flea.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm trying to get a flea. You get away from her.
Two or three fingers.
Are you... What?
The distance between you and the dog's privates.
Right.
Like three fingers?
It's like a fist.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was very embarrassing.
Let all your buddies smell your finger after. Because of the flea medicine, you know, it's like a...
Yeah, that's when you get out of that one. So, I don't recommend that.
All right, Dave, I can tell you what's happening here. Corby...
Here we go.
...was basically busted in the middle of a sexual act,
mm-hmm.
and he thought, well, if I tell it on the air, then...
It'll diffuse the situation.
I mean, obviously, I...
Thank God I have a radio job.
Right. That's what's happened.
So, if you had to choose... Between Lola and Whitney.
Shut up! Because that was another thing that was weird. I kept saying Whitney when I was looking for the flea.
Yeah, kept calling her Whitney.
Is this real Whitney?
Pretend you're Whitney.
Oh, Whitney, you have fleas down there.
Whitney's Corby's sister that he confided in us he had a relationship with for a while.
Took baths with her through high school.
Yep.
You know what? I never even took a bath with her when I was like one. So it was really weird.
Weird scar. Yeah.
Well, that's a heck of a story there,
Thank
Corby.
You. Thank you. I have many more for the new year, too.
How is your dog doing, Dave? I haven't seen Andre in a while.
Both my dogs are excellent.
You know what?
Both. I don't remember the second one?
You're a sorry son of a bitch.
Why?
Oh, my gosh.
Because, and I know why your neighbor turned you into animal control.
Why?
Because Monday or Tuesday, I don't know, it was like 10 degrees outside. And it's like 8 in the morning, and I'm walking my dogs, being a good dog owner, getting them their exercise for the day. And I walk by Dave's house, because he lives over there by me and you, Gordon.
In Arlington.
What?
In Arlington?
South Arlington?
Yeah.
And I see your dogs outside.
Right.
And your cars are both already gone for work.
Right.
Why don't you leave your dogs in during the
night? It was just so incredibly cold out there that I almost took your dogs home with me.
You are stupid.
I saw one of your dogs out on the sidewalk holding a cup of pencils
yeah.
for sale.
It was
trying to get some
so
money for some soup.
Cold. I was like, God, they have to be out all day?
They prefer being
yeah,
outside.
What was the second dog you got? I do remember.
He was a stray.
Yeah, but what was the story? You got it from
he had
there.
A lamp cord tied around his
yeah,
neck.
Yeah, a lamp cord.
Lamping.
Erica was out walking, and the dog ran down the alley and ran up to her.
So is that dog tamed now? Is
oh,
it?
Yeah. He's we've had him for like 6 months. He's
more calm than Henry?
He's younger than Henry. He's only like 8, 9 months old, so he's a little more spastic sometimes, but he's more well-behaved than Henry. He's a great dog.
You need dogs like to be inside.
No, our dogs like to be outside.
Not in that cold weather.
Dogs love being inside.
It was not 10 degrees. It was like 40.
Dave, it was that morning, it was 21.
Why don't you put a doggy door?
Yeah, you need a doggy door.
They have a dog house.
Do they?
They do. I bought them a
probably
dog house.
Probably not as nice as your house, though.
Yeah. Is it open air?
No.
He's getting mad.
He is getting mad. You are mistreating your animals, and we're just trying to...
They need to be inside.
Life.
All you need to do is come home from work at lunch, let them out, let them run around.
I do if it's bad weather or if it's too cold, if it's raining or it's too cold.
The coldest day of the year is not too cold?
Not if
it doesn't
day.
Get that cold here.
So you're adopted. You have that extra layer of fat.
Yeah,
you don't
feel lard.
Dogs
yeah.
have fur.
I know, but... If my dogs are out there for like 10 minutes, they start freaking out and scratching at the door.
That's because your dogs are deranged.
Okay, when I said screen calls, line 4 would be one you should screen out.
Yeah, it says, name, emperor, son, subject, dog licks owner's ass.
What makes you think that would be something that we could say on the radio, Corby?
Oh, because it was written on the screen.
That's the reason I wasn't going to take his call, because it was so offensive.
Well, how exactly do you screen calls for the rant?
You just do
with
it.
Your ears
you
and
do
hands?
It doesn't work.
Hi, the ticket.
What's up?
Hey.
The
Emperor's son.
The Emperor's son. What's this story you're trying to tell?
Okay, when I was 10 years old, my Cocker Spaniel...
Are you high?
No. Okay, when I was 10 years old, I did this really bad trick with my Cocker Spaniel, and I, like, went up and started licking my ass, like, to clean it.
You tricked your Cocker Spaniel into doing that?
How is that a trick?
Did you wipe jelly all over your bottom?
No.
Why did you do this?
I don't know.
Did you derive some kind of pleasure from it?
No.
And you wonder, Emperor Sun, why you were without woman.
How many times did you do this?
Once.
Bull.
Are you lying to us?
No.
Do you still have this Cocker Spaniel?
No.
Did you kill it right afterwards because you felt so guilty?
No.
Why are you giggling?
Because it's a funny story, because you're all talking about dogs and dirty stuff.
We're talking about Dave leaving his dog out in the cold.
No. Well, Corey was talking about doing stuff to his dog.
I didn't do anything to my dog.
He wanted to. He just didn't follow through with the...
Right.
I got busted, so I didn't have time.
So did anyone bust you doing this?
Deep in your dog.
Hey, Emperor's son, listen to me. Did anyone bust you doing this?
No. Well, my friend was there.
And your friend...
He watched this?
Yeah.
So, what was your physical position when this happened?
I was standing straight up.
Squatting?
No.
I'm so creeped out right now.
I'm creeped out by...
I think it's time for a break.
What was the dog's name?
Penny.
You want to give her a shout out?
Not really.
Why?
I don't know.
Is she still alive?
Probably not.
What do you mean probably not? You don't know where she is?
Yeah, we gave her to the SPCA when we moved to Texas.
All right, gotta go.
This Tuesday night, it's the Ticket Charity Challenge on Ice Player Draft, live from Hugsley's Library. Find out who's going to play and how the teams match up. Then wake up early Wednesday morning, put the phone to your head instead of the gun, and call 214-GO-STARS. Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. January 14th for CCOI 7 at AAC. Last year, the lower bowl sold out in one day. Don't miss your chance to sit up close and see Subway Team Hardline battle Speedy Oil Chain. All local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports.
Ticketstock 2004. 214-526-7400. Ask for Ken Roberts or we'll stick the candy man on you.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning, Rams fans. It's your good friend Kevin Scott. I'm giving you a special
invitation. Hey, Kevin.
This morning. Hey, what's going on, Corby? I'd like to invite you and the rest of the Rams fans and Davey and Gordon, if you want, to drive out the grapevine. Wings and Things, the William D. Tate at 114, very easy to find. It's right across from the post office. We're going to be here 11 to 1 o'clock. You come out, and the big draw is probably Ticket Chicks, as it is for most people. Tasha and April are going to be out here, but if you want to win a ticket t-shirt or a ticket travel mug, you're more than happy to come out and sign up for those things. Come out here, obviously, you get Wings. You can also get Things, but if you mention the ticket, it's not hard because we're out here already. You get 50 Wings for $19.90, William D. Tate at 114.
One-stop shop for maintenance and repair. Precision to the auto care. We keep it going.
Hey, when it comes to total car care, there's no better place than Precision Tune Auto Care. Every year, over 1 million people trust us for brake service, diagnostics, radiator flush and fill, fuel injection cleaning, emissions testing, air conditioning service, and tune-ups. In fact, if you can get it at the dealer, you can get it at Precision Tune Auto Care. We back up our work with Precision Tune Auto Care's 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty, and we're right in your neighborhood. Precision Tune Auto Care. We keep it going.
We're your one-stop shop.
Right now, mention 1310 The Ticket, get a premium oil change for just $13.10.
Log on to precisiontune.com for a location near you.
I'm Layla. How can Carolina improve from their first playoff win? Next on The Ticket Ticker.
Fresh air, green grass, open skies. Who doesn't love the great outdoors? Step into our time machine and we'll magically transport you to the great outdoors.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't see you come in.
Where are we? The dial said the great outdoors.
You got it. The great outdoors. Dallas' premier sub shop.
But we were expecting meadows, trees, fresh air.
How about fresh baked bread? Fresh meat and veggies with your favorite toppings.
Sounds good.
I am kind of hungry. This smells great in here. Where are we?
It's the great outdoors. When you come into any one of the 8 great outdoors, you'll get a great sandwich made just the way you want it. Consistent quality every bite, every time. For 30 years, we've gone the extra mile for you. So you'll drive the extra mile for us.
Stop by the great outdoors near you and try a delicious, high-quality sub like the Outdoorsman, one of the signature subs of the great outdoors. Stop by the great outdoors at Park Lane in Greenville in Dallas and register for the Ultimate Outdoorsman Contest. You and a friend can win a trip to the Cullen Ranch, the great outdoors with 8 Metroplex locations. Stop in one today and get a free medium drink with your sub when you mention the ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
There are two NFL playoff games today. The early game is at 3:30. It features the Carolina Panthers visiting the St. Louis Rams. Panthers have never won on the road in the playoffs, and Coach John Fox says the Rams don't make it any easier.
We're in a single elimination tournament, and, you know, I think it's important that you bring your A game in these settings, and because you know, it's hard to advance. You're down to the Final Four in our conference, and, you know, everybody's good, and, you know, you've got to bring your best on that day.
The late game is between the Titans and Patriots at 7:15. You can hear both games on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Maverick starters were held to only 42 points in their 92-80 loss to Indiana. Antoine Jameson says the offense has to improve.
We found a way to get it done defensively. It really contributes to the offensive end, and it really, you know, kind of give us some kind of energy offensively. And tonight, when we need the stops, we got them. But just on the other end, we just going to find a way to get it going.
It was the lowest point total for the Mavs at home this season. Stars play host to the Avs at noon. Mike Madonna was placed on injured reserve with a strained groin. He won't play this game and is likely to miss the first part of their five-game road trip. We'll listen to the Stars post-game show anyway, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, wonders why a dog gets mad when you blow in his face, but as soon as you put him in the car, he sticks his head out the window.
10:54 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are so happy to be back. We have not been here, and when I say we, I'm of course referring to Corby Davidson, David Lane, and myself, Gordon Keith.
When was the last time the three of us did a show?
September.
No, I think it was a little bit later than that.
Yeah.
Well, it was probably almost a month ago.
Beginning of December, maybe?
Beginning or middle of December. And that's a long time, but I'm here to tell you, there's something else.
I've missed you.
That's weird.
Did you guys do the story yesterday on the mountain lion?
Yes. You heard this, Dave?
Yeah, I think I heard one of you guys talking about it.
Incredible.
Because I'm a P1. I don't know.
Out there in California, Californication, which, by the way, is the worst song I've ever heard in my life. I hate that song.
Yeah, it's a bad song.
Theme of Californication.
Not a bad song.
Is that the same one as... Or is that Under the Bridge or whatever?
That's probably Under the Bridge.
Which is the second worst song of all time.
It's a good song, too. It's a good band. Solid band.
No, they are a solid band. I agree with you. Except for those two songs are just god-awful horrible.
They peaked out with Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
No, this last album is their best album.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
You can listen to it. You need to listen to it.
No, it is.
It's amazing that they're still together.
No, I didn't.
They've been around for forever.
Yeah,
20
years.
They've been together for forever, which is incredible when you look at those guys. And I would have thought, okay, half of them should be dead by now.
They were all heroin addicts, so they lost one guy.
Yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah.
Their original guitarist.
But like Anthony Kiedis,
he had a bad heroin problem. And for some reason...
How do you kick heroin? I don't understand that.
Well,
I've always heard you can't kick heroin.
Not only did he kick heroin, but somehow he's the only human in history who did heroin and still was able to retain this nice sculpted figure. Like he was built,
uh-huh.
You know? And most heroin addicts, you think of these real skinny, gaunt...
Yeah.
Gross.
They get all inky popped out.
Yeah, and he was like big, and he still is. I saw them last year on New Year's Eve, and they were really
I just
good.
Always thought you couldn't kick heroin. But you
no,
know what?
You can.
It seems like
it's not like if you do it, obviously you can kick it. A lot of people have kicked heroin, but it's hard.
I've always heard that it's just like the hardest thing to kick. Heroin is just almost next to impossible to kick, and once you start it, you almost are immediately addicted.
John Lennon kicked it. Eric Clapton kicked it.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Keith Richards said in an interview about 4 years ago that he still likes to do it every once in a while.
Honestly, it's amazing.
I know.
Every once in a while. I wonder how often that is for him.
Probably like once every other month or something.
Somehow when you brought up the mountain lion, I can't believe that I would end up talking about Keith Richards.
Sorry, talking about Californication.
Sorry. All right, so this mountain lion out in California is out of this, you know, I guess national park or something like that, where people, you know, it's a recreational park. People bike through there and hike through there and that sort of thing. So these two girls are out mountain biking, and this mountain lion jumps out of nowhere, grabs one woman by the face and starts dragging her into the woods. Her friend grabs...
So she's riding on her bike, and it jumps out of the bushes
and knocks her off the bike. Knocks her off. And drags her 100 yards. Meanwhile, her friend grabs onto her feet, trying to keep the lion from taking her away. but eventually the lion breaks away with the woman and drags her 100 yards. So a guy who's nearby hears this and goes and sees this whole scene. See, hears the woman screaming, you know, just horribly screaming, and goes and finds them. And I guess they threw enough rocks at this mountain lion or whatever that it ran away.
Yeah, they scared the animal.
But this woman's in pretty bad shape with, you know, her head injuries to this animal. It's like a 30-year-old woman.
It was clamped on and dragging her by the head?
Yeah, I read one report that it was dragging her by the face. To make it seem like it had her face in its mouth.
Ugh.
So, of course, they start the hunt for this mountain lion, and they find
Frontier
it.
Justice.
They find it and shoot it as it's returning back to this other guy that it had killed earlier in the day, like a really fit 35-year-old dude.
No way.
Yeah, a really fit 35-year-old dude that it had killed earlier in the day, and it was returning back to feed on his body, and he was already about half-eaten.
Boy, how greedy was that mountain lion?
And so they shot it, and it was about a 2-year-old, 110-pound male mountain lion, male cougar, and they opened up its stomach and they found tissue that was consistent with, you know, human tissue. And
they say it was out for blood. Like, a lot of these people say they see mountain lions on this trail that just they're scared of humans, obviously, and they don't want anything to do with it. But this one was out for them. Small, I mean, smallish, 110 pounds.
Now, Craig thought that if he was armed, with a Swiss Army knife, he could take a mountain lion.
Well, hang on.
I said you couldn't even do it with a Bowie knife.
All right. Hey, let me finish this.
Okay.
Story. They say now, though, that
the lion was gay.
There were 3 sheriff's deputies trying to find this cat, walking all over, together, and that they couldn't find the cat. And the only reason they did is because there was a helicopter trailing them.
So is it a lion or a cat?
It was a mountain lion.
It's the same thing, Dave. A lion's a kind of cat. You know that.
The helicopter was using some sort of heat sensor to try to pick up this mountain lion. It did, and sure enough, it was only about 50 feet away from the officers. And they say it was stalking the officers while they were trying to hunt him.
So it's like Predator?
It was getting ready, yeah. It was getting ready to attack them. They said probably within, you know, the hour it would have tried to attack them. And they found it and shot it.
Doesn't thing, all these people who, and I know you're a big animal rights person, Corby.
Uh-huh.
But if you're hunting dangerous game, and a mountain lion is not near as dangerous as, like, real lions or tigers or leopards, things like that.
Humans are the most dangerous game.
I'm telling you, people say, oh, well, you've got a rifle and that animal. Those animals... I told you how they do this, that where you track them, and what they do is they go on up ahead of you, and while you're still following the spore, they will double back around back behind you while you're still tracking their tracks. They've gotten far enough ahead of you where they can double back and get behind you, and they come up and get you from behind.
Right.
I mean, they are smart, smart predators.
They found him at night. They had to shoot him at night. It was 8 p.m.
Did he have a flea on his privates?
They found a lot of deputies kneeled over.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just going out for a bike ride in a park that is, you know,
well-trafficked. That's another thing. I mean, people say, oh, yeah, I see those mountain lions all the time. Are you going to be riding your bike up there knowing that? Because I'm sure all these people knew that.
Well, I'm sure you get a false sense of confidence if you've been riding it for 10 years and all the mountain lions, you know, keep their distance.
They're waving at you as you ride by and say,
yeah, a little pennant saying, go, Lance.
I don't know if I would do that or not.
And I bet you would. And they think, they have a couple theories. One is that all that fire damage out there has forced this lion into an area he was unfamiliar with, like new hunting ground. And so he wasn't, you know, kind of natural to that park. That wasn't his normal place.
I believe we have a phone number.
Oh, shut up. Go ahead if you want to.
No, I'm all just right. Kidding.
All right.
It's really creepy, though. They said there's deer in the area, but...
That were making him horny?
No.
For blood, I mean.
Why wouldn't they kill the deer?
I don't know. I would have killed the woman on the bike. She was obviously the one that started this mess.
They say that mountain lions are very elusive, as I'm not commenting on that stupid comment you made.
So did they retrieve her face out of the cat's stomach and sew it back on?
I don't know. Barbie, you're on the ticket.
Hi.
Hi.
Corby, do you love me?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you love me?
Yes, I do love you.
No, it's horny?
I have a story about a guy in New York.
Are you horny right now?
No.
When was the last time you were?
Honey?
Oh, gross. Stop it, sick.
You're a guy?
Yeah, I've got OU's toothless guy. He's my husband.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
The guy that the ticket saved and gave him a promotions job.
Thank God. But did you hear the story about the guy in New York whose friend...
I did hear about the story. Did you? The foil story?
No. What?
All right. Supposedly, well, not supposedly, it's true. This guy's buddy was house-sitting for him. I don't know if he had an animal or whatever, but he went out of town, and his friend came over and was saying, just taking care of the place while he was gone, watering the plants, whatever. So the guy comes back from his trip, opens his door to his apartment, and everything is covered in foil. Everything.
Chairs, lamps, everything.
Every CD individually wrapped. Every fork individually wrapped.
Uh-huh.
Every single thing in the apartment covered in foil.
I rolled the toilet paper, wrapped it in foil, and rolled it back.
Rolled it back up. Everything is in
pretty
foil.
Pretty good gag.
Yeah.
Is that a prank?
Yeah.
The one thing they left unfoiled was a book that said how to prank your friend.
Right, that had like 35 good pranks and that
how
was dog
long
ears.
Did that take?
Probably the whole time.
Yeah, and that's not worth it.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
a good
so
prank,
not
but
it.
I mean, you got to hire that out. You got to outsource
and
that.
And how much foil do you have to buy? I mean, that's like...
$100 in foil.
Seems like more than
yeah,
that,
I would have thought more than that.
What
that's
amazing.
An expensive and time-consuming prank. I'm not interested.
Then again, it's a New York apartment, so it's probably pretty small and manageable.
Oh, listen to you, Mr. New York. Why don't you move up there?
Yeah, if you like it so much.
I'm sorry, y'all turned on me so easily. All right, Barbie, anything else?
No, that was it.
Why are you married to that toothless wonder?
Because one day you guys will hire him on as a real radio guy, and he will be famous, and I will be able to lust after him listening to the radio.
Mm. You lust after us?
I lust after Corby.
Ooh, Corby.
Hey, hey.
But not in like a stalkerish way, because I have a husband.
Because of your tinkle?
What?
It's 11:05 on the ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Listen all weekend as Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket paves the yellow brick road to Super Bowl 38. All the NFC and AFC divisional playoff games are on The Ticket beginning this afternoon at 3:30 with the Panthers and the Rams at St. Louis, followed at 7:15 by the Titans and the Patriots in Foxborough. Then tomorrow at noon, it's the Colts and the Chiefs in Kansas City, followed by the Packers and the Eagles at 3:45 in Philadelphia. Watch all the games if you can this weekend, but if you can't, listen to The Ticket while you get something done, and you won't miss a... This is The Ticket. KCCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTVK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
From the Heartline, and I'd like to extend a heartfelt, hey, what's going on? I'm out of wheeze and things today. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock, me and the Ticket Chicks are already here, Tasha and April, and we've got a whole slew of promo guys, so just random guys, don't worry about what their names are. We're giving away ticket t-shirts, ticket travel mugs, but it's the wings that you should come out here for. Wings and Things is in Grapevine, very easy to find, William D. Tate, 114, you can't miss it. We've already been given a mess of wings, they get a whole lot of flavors, wings on fire, garlic parmesan, chipotle pepper,
And you can get a lot of them, too, if you mention the ticket when you come out here, or if you call 50 Wings for $19.99 or $5 off any order of $25 or more. And I just noticed that they delivered, so I think what we can do is we can just put the ticket crew in the van, and we'll deliver the wings, and then we come over and hang out at your house for a while, and then we'll come back. And we're going to be here until 1 o'clock, Wings and Things. We'll
see
you at 114 in Grapevine, Corby.
Friday, January 30th at Billy Boss, Texas, for communications and Funtime RV Dallas presents REO Speedway. Party in confines of Billy Bob's, Texas. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations, including Foley's, Fiesta, and at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 214-373-8000. That's 214-373-8000.
You can also get tickets at Billy Bob's box office.
REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon, Friday, January 30th at Billy Bob's, Texas.
Get your tickets now. Call 214-373-8000. That's 214-373-8000.
REO Speedwagon rocks Billy Bob's, Texas.
Brought to you by Funtime RV Dallas and Charter Communications.
I'm Layla. The Mavericks lose their offense. Next on the Ticket Pickers.
Are you tired of waiting 5 minutes for your shower to get hot? Here's Jimmy Dale, president of Baker Brothers Plumbing, talking about an exciting new product.
One of our new products is the Hot Water Comfort System that allows you to have hot water through your entire house in just seconds. The system installation is quick, affordable, and very energy efficient because you don't have to waste water by waiting for it to heat up.
Call Baker Brothers today at 214-324-8811 and ask about the Hot Water Comfort System. Baker Brothers Plumbing has been family-owned and operated since 1945. It offers everything from commercial to residential plumbing services. From slab leaks to clearing drains, they do it all.
We offer free video inspection when we clean your drain line. Because if you don't see and find out what caused the stoppage, the problem is likely to reoccur.
Baker Brothers also offers menu pricing, which means you know the cost before work even begins.
Our goal is to provide clean and professional plumbing, reflected in both the quality of our work and the condition of your home after we leave.
Call Baker Brothers today at 214-324-8811 or visit them online at leaklocators.com. Remember, Baker Brothers will clean out your drain, not your wallet.
The Ticket.
Mavs lose to the Indiana Pacers 92-80 at home. Mavs shoot only 36.8% from the floor. And Dirk Nowitzki says the team just couldn't produce offensively.
They're a good defensive team, and we got shot blocks in there, and they made it hard for us. And so it's just kind of frustrating because I don't think our defense was that bad. I mean, we held them to 92. It's not bad for us, but to lose a game in offense is new for us.
Mavs are now 16-3 at the AAC this season. The NFL playoffs continue this weekend in the divisional rounds. Two games today. The NFC divisionals between Carolina and St. Louis. Rams play host to the Panthers at 3:30. Later today at 7:15, Tennessee visits New England. And in case you're counting, the Pats have won 12 straight. By the way, you can hear both games right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Stars played the Avalanche at noon. Last night, the Stars placed Mike Modano on injured reserve with a strained groin. Mo will miss this game and likely the first part of the Stars' five-game road trip. And checking out the schedule in college basketball, A&M plays Missouri at 12:30. Texas Tech plays host to Oklahoma State at 3. Tulane takes on TCU at home at 7. Baylor plays Texas at 7:30. And New Mexico State plays at North Texas at 7. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of Goodyear. Now through January 17th, get us to a $50 cash card with the purchase of 4 selected Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the retailer nearest you. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's the first GNO of 2004, this Tuesday at Pugsley's Library on Walnut Hill at Stemmons. The Charity Challenge on I-7 Player Draft Party, live from 3 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:12 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Did you guys see the story of this 52-year-old woman who was killed in Garland when her car was broadsided by this stolen SUV that police were chasing?
No.
The high-speed chase?
Was it a daytime chase?
It's so sad.
Daytime chase?
Yeah. Yeah. Right around noon.
Oof.
And So this woman didn't know that there was this high-speed chase going on, so she, you know, pulls in front of this Dodge Durango, and her car was hit on the passenger side and thrown 150 feet. The car was thrown 150 feet before it landed upside down.
Oh, my gosh. Where did this happen? What was the intersection?
This happened, let's see, on 2100 block of South Jupiter Road near Express Drive, South Jupiter Road in Garland.
Was the guy running a red light or something?
Yeah.
That's 50 yards. How can a car go 50 yards?
I don't know. It's nothing to be proud of, Corby. Authorities found methamphetamine on him and said that he told police that he had taken the stimulant hours earlier.
What is the deal with that stuff?
I don't know. I just it just sickens me so much that here's this woman,
good citizen,
cruising along, and this trash.
He just stole the car?
Human trash, yeah. The SUV was stolen and the plates were stolen. He stole some plates up in Oklahoma and put them on this SUV that he stole here in Dallas.
All right, so now instead he was going to get caught no matter what. I mean, no one gets away on a high-speed chase anymore because helicopters.
Why do they still run?
That's what I'm saying. So he's going to get caught, and he's probably going to go to jail for a couple of years for whatever reason. He's probably got a record. He's on probation, whatever else. Now he's going to jail for the rest of his life.
Will it be the rest of his life? I mean, it's manslaughter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if it's capital murder because he wasn't doing it in the commission of a felony.
Yeah, there was no intent.
What a beating to be like a lawyer having to just be like...
Sort through all that?
Yeah. You're that guy's defense attorney.
All right, another guy running from the cops, which we've covered here on the ticket before.
Pete Rose?
No. Jerry Jones.
B?
No, not B.
Oh.
Have you heard about this, Dave?
Mm-mm.
This is...
I think that...
All right, tell me if you think this guy's life somehow got out of control. He has an ex-wife.
Good.
He kills his ex-wife's mother. He kills his ex-wife's father.
Okay.
He kills his ex-wife's sister.
Sounds good.
He strangles his ex-wife's 10-month-old baby.
Oh, no.
Which was also his baby.
That's where I draw the line.
He then abducts his ex-wife's 10-year-old daughter.
What, did he kill the baby, the infant?
The infant. He strangled the infant. Killed
to death?
Yeah. Strangled to death. He then abducts his ex-wife's 10-year-old daughter. And her 4- and 3-year-old daughters, which were also his daughters. He abducts them, takes them away, calls his ex-wife a few days later and says, hey, or I think the next day, hey, when you go back home, because she was out of town, when you go back home, I just wanted to let you know that I've, you know, killed all these people. And if you tell the cops, I'm going to start killing these kids one by one. So he has these kids. Obviously, the woman contacts police. They start searching for the guy. They're chasing him. Cop car gets close. He won't stop. So they do the old bump the bumper, cause it to spin out maneuver. As soon as the vehicle, the SUV, comes to a stop, the 10-year-old daughter gets out of the passenger side and starts running. So they go to the driver's side, open up the door, and there they see the guy has blown his face off.
Did he kill the other two kids, too?
No. The other two kids were in the back seat with his face all over them, where he had splattered it all over him.
How did they get over that?
I don't know.
They're 3- and 4-year-olds? Is that old there?
Yeah, the surviving kids. They won't, 10-year-old.
Well, the 10-year-old will remember it. 3- and 4-year-olds will not remember this. They will not.
I don't know. I think that it's...
3-year-old, no way. No way. 4-year-old...
Well, it's not about consciously remembering it. It's about... I'm sure they'll suppress it. But, I mean, it's pretty shocking.
Yeah, I mean, eventually they'll be in therapy when they're 30, and they'll remember it then, you know.
So here's the deal. The guy is in critical condition. He lived.
No.
And they think he's going to survive this.
Why did they even try?
I think it's great. I want him to live. With his face blown off.
No face, just rotting away in prison?
Yeah, in prison for the rest of his life.
That is justice.
So he was going to end it, right? He was going to get out of it and didn't have to pay any consequences.
Boy, that is good. Is there a picture of him over there?
Yeah, here's a... I mean, this is pre-face
blowing. Let me see.
What a...
Okay, now the reason he did this...
What a piece of trash.
The reason he did this... I mean, it was justified, right?
How old is he?
She went to go visit her new boyfriend. I think he's, what, 30? 31? I don't know.
I'm not seeing it in here.
When did all that take place?
Just this past week. The face blowing off happened, what, 2 days ago, I think?
Wow. And he's going to live.
Yeah.
What a bastard.
So as his SUV is spinning wildly, and he, in the merry-go-round effect of this, he's pulling out a gun and blowing his own face off. At any point there, just for a split second, did he have regret? I mean, don't you think, man, when I graduated high school and thought I was going to be, you know, a molecular engineer?
I don't think he was ever going to be a molecular engineer.
Well, whatever he had. I mean, certainly he had dreams and wanted his life to go well.
Probably had Lincoln Tech staring him right in the face.
Yeah, he was going to own his own Lubintune one day.
Fine.
But, I mean, some people, that's a dream to own your own
business. Not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that's where this guy was.
To just live, period. You know, just do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go have fun. Go hang out with your friends. Go goof off. Don't ever get married. Whatever.
I mean, how you let it get this out of control. I mean, when that thing's spinning and he's pulling out a gun, I just have to imagine that there was one moment where he said, you know what? I wished it was a little bit different.
Yes, there's no question.
I mean, this what a heavy price I've paid to maintain control. That's what he wanted, right? He wanted to still control his world, and there were things that were out of his control. This ex-wife is getting a boyfriend.
Why would he kill the parents and sister?
To get back at the ex-wife. He was going to control her world one way or the other. And if he couldn't control it by being her only husband, her only love interest, then he was going to control it in some other way.
Wow.
So incredibly sad. All right, now another odd footnote to the story is that his parents died in a very famous incident. It was the Value Jet crash. Remember that crashed into the Everglades?
Yeah.
And he got a lot of money in a settlement from that. And he blew it all on drugs.
No way. How much money do you think he made? 100,000?
I don't know. Let's say he got a half a million. I don't know.
He blew it on drugs?
Yeah.
That's what it says in there?
Primarily. I mean, I think he had other extravagance too. But let's say he had $500,000. So, granted he had the loss of his parents, but with $500,000, if you're smart, that can really help you out in life.
What do you think?
So, I mean, this guy had opportunity.
Wow.
I mean, with half a million, he could have hired somebody to kill his wife's family.
I think you're thinking of it a little bit wrong there, Dave.
Oh, that was a good try.
He's 31, it says here. He had a criminal history that included convictions for burglary and auto theft.
Sounds like a winner.
Incredible story.
It's an uplifting story for Saturday morning.
Not supposed to be uplifting. All right, let's move on to something more exciting and uplifting, the lottery. You guys still play? You play ever?
Never.
I think I'm going to start playing again.
I always say that.
I can't remember the last time
I
bought a ticket.
I get so upset that I don't play.
Right. I have my set numbers. I just haven't played in probably 3 years.
I don't have set numbers. If you have set numbers and they hit and you don't play, then you're just like, it's so depressing.
Yeah.
You know the one thing.
That's why you don't have set numbers in case 1 week you don't play and your numbers.
I never play. That's the point. I just go in there and throw random numbers down.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing I do is anytime I get like a sweepstakes in the mail, you know, from a credit card company, publishing house or whatever. If it's just a simple thing where you just, you know, check, no, I don't want to buy anything and stick it in an envelope and mail it, I'll mail it.
Really? I'm too scared to do that. I think they're still getting your information.
Probably. I'm probably stupid for doing it, but I figure somebody's got to win. These sweepstakes have to give something away to be legitimate.
But they say you increase your chances if you get magazines, right?
No, supposedly they're not allowed to do that.
Are you guys followed the story of the woman in Ohio who claimed that she won that $162 million?
She lost the ticket.
But lost the ticket in the parking lot?
Now, is this the same? I don't understand what's going on here in Texas with the Mega Millions deal. Are we in cahoots with other states?
Are we in this Mega Millions thing?
Yeah, I think that's us. I think there's like six or seven states. Because you know it's different from the actual normal lottery. Wednesday and Saturdays we have the normal drawings, and this is like, I don't know. I'm making Tuesday, Friday, something like that. It's totally separate
from
our
regular. Is this the thing with the Megaplier thing?
Yeah, like the sign on Central. When you exit Mockingbird, if you're heading north to the left, there's that Mega Million sign.
You know, I was at when I went to the Cowboy game, I went to the Giants game, and there were these guys sitting behind us, and they were all total gamblers. I mean, the whole game they were talking about, you know, who they bet on that week and how their fantasy team was doing and, you know, what was the line for this game and who's out in this game. And then they started talking about this Megaplier thing, and they started talking about, you know, the odds and how to play it. And
yeah, how to play it.
My head was swimming. I didn't even understand what the hell they were talking about.
I'll tell you what you do. You pick three.
Play it with your left hand.
Yeah, so I think we're in connection with that, but I don't know.
So $162 million, there was one winning ticket. One woman claimed that she had the ticket but lost it. Another woman came forward and said, I have the ticket.
Right.
And the woman who lost the ticket filed an injunction trying to keep him from paying that woman. Anyway, well, it turns out, obviously, that everyone knew this woman's lying. She didn't have the winning numbers. She didn't have the winning ticket. She says, I did lose my ticket, but I guess I didn't really have the winning numbers. And her excuse was, she had this tearful press conference, and her excuse was, well, I just wanted to win so bad. I mean, she had a lawyer involved in this. The lawyer was saying, we're seeking to obtain the ticket and fingerprint it. And
let's say she
took her claim of, hey, that's my ticket.
I think I have those numbers.
From just her coworkers or her friends, you know, to making a national incident of this. And then, of course, it comes out and she's crying and saying, no, I didn't. And now they're going to press charges.
Well, it doesn't matter how many lawyers you get. Unless you come up with the ticket itself, you're not going to win.
Yeah, you're not going to win a lottery on your word.
Let's say that you bought it at the 7-Eleven over here.
I am.
Okay. Let's say you bought it at the 7-Eleven, you lose the ticket, and then those numbers hit. You never find the ticket.
You can't claim that.
No, but 7-Eleven has it in their records because a certain percentage of lottery money goes to the store.
All right, could you prove it, though?
Well, 7-Eleven gets their money.
But 7-Eleven knows exactly when that thing was bought. And if it shows on their video camera, you up there buying that ticket when it was exactly bought, couldn't you make a case then?
Boy, that's...
I don't know.
I don't know what
the technicalities of the lottery are, whether they require the physical paper ticket or what.
So if the money goes unclaimed, though, does the store still get their share?
Oh, I don't know.
I would think not. We got Butch on line 3, says that the lottery is a scam. What do you mean by that?
Well, the money from the lottery is supposed to go to our school systems.
Yeah.
We have the worst education, like we're 48th in the United States, right?
Thank God for Louisiana and Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly. It's a scam.
That's all the information you have?
Haven't played it, never will. Hey, well.
Where does it go? Why do you think any of it goes to it?
I think it goes just into the general fund, and they waste it like they waste all our other tax dollars.
Thanks for your information.
It's a good Jub opinion. Something Jub would say.
Speaking of Jub, I saw two things in the paper today that will make him furious. And I'll tell you those next. 11:26 on the ticket.
It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
It's our 10th birthday, and to celebrate a decade of decadence and deviltry, we're going to ram it home with a big old truck giveaway. Yeah, it's our birthday, but the P1s are getting the present. A 2004 Dodge Ram 1500. Your next chance to qualify for a key that could start the truck is with a hard line next Wednesday from 3 to 7 at the Camino Real Apartments on Plano Parkway at the Tollway in Plano. TheTicket.com has all the details on the big... All local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The station everyone can agree on at work. The Ticket.
Get old ticket, just go away. State-approved ticket dismissal courses for over 10 years. TexasLeadFoot.com.
Friday, January 30th at Billy Bob's Texas.
Charter Communications and Funtime RV Dallas present
REO Speedway.
Party in confines of Billy Bob's Texas. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations, including Foley, Fiesta, and at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 214-373-8000. That's 214-373-8000.
You can also get tickets at Billy Bob's box office.
REO Speedway.
Speedwagon Friday, January 30th at Billy Bob's Texas.
Get your tickets now. Call 214-373-8000.
That's 214-373-8000.
REO Speedwagon rocks Billy Bob's Texas.
Brought to you by Funtime RV Dallas and Charter Communications.
I'm Layla. The St. Louis Rams have more weapons than you think. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Okay, everyone, please pass forward your report. Aaron, I only asked for one page report of Thomas Jefferson.
I know, but to reduce them down to a single page seems simplistic.
Uh-huh.
I realize it's a lot to go through, so I burned you a DVD.
Love learning. Check out Charter high-speed internet service with up to 2 megs of download speed. It's an incredibly powerful educational resource for your home and an essential learning tool for children today. With Charter, they can keep up with current events, do research for homework assignments, and explore the wide, wonderful world of the web. Charter's high-speed internet is faster than DSL, up to 50 times faster than dial-up, and one of the fastest residential speeds available. Get free professional installation with no long-term contracts or termination fees, plus no extra phone line needed. Sign up now and get 2 months of Charter's high.
Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our guys talking about our teams in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Call Camino Real at 972-735-1300 and ask for a tour. It may be the best move you'll ever make.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The NFL playoffs feature 2 divisional playoff games today. The early game is at 3:30 when the Panthers play the Rams in St. Louis. Rams are rolling at home, winning 14 in a row. Panthers quarterback Jake Delhomme says the Rams' defense will be a challenge.
They blitz a good bit. You know, everybody talks about Dallas blitzing and whatnot, but they blitz more than Dallas. Dallas is blitzing a lot on third down. St. Louis will come on first, second, or third down. They really get after you a good bit.
They have dropped their third game of the season at home, a 92-80 loss to the Pacers. Mavericks shoot only 36.8% from the floor. Dirk Nowitzki led the Mavs with 20 points. And the Stars play host to Colorado at noon. They'll be without Mike Madonna. He was placed on injured reserve last night with a strained groin. Check out the Dallas Stars postgame show right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Checking out the college basketball scoreboard, a few games of note. 6:02 left in the first, and Wisconsin is leading Michigan State by a score of 27-22. Number 5, Wake Forest, up a point on Clemson, 16-15. That was 8:43 left in the first. Georgetown, West Virginia are tied at 9. That was 8 minutes left in the first half. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Norm Hitzker celebrates Wednesdays with the Don. Get the inside story from the Mavs coach and GM on the team and the NBA every Wednesday at 10:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You listen to The Rant with Corby Davidson, Gen X Davey. I'm Gordon Keith. You guys ready to take a few phone calls before we get to the two stories that are going to drive Jubb crazy?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, you're in a city. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'm driving between Dallas and San Antonio. I'm at P1 that's transplanted to San Antonio. And I was calling to know if Don Harris is actually funny. He's on The Ticket there.
Yeah.
And apparently he does a couple characters for you guys, and he knows y'all pretty well.
Yeah, Don Harris is an old college friend of George and Craig's.
Right, he always kicks shouts out to those guys, but he's not funny.
I don't know how he is on his radio show, but he's personally a very funny guy. He's also a big TV guy down there in San Antonio. And
Which is not saying much. It's not a hotbed for sports, and, you know, local sports.
He's got the Spurs.
And that's it. That's all they have to talk about.
But Don's a really funny guy.
All right, well, you need to give him some pointers, Gordon. You need to give
some quarters.
Pointers.
Some dogs? I don't know. Yeah, here's a little inside information for you, since no one listens on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Don Harris is the voice of Tomfoolery.
I thought that was you, Gordon.
No, wasn't me. Never was me. Zeb, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, you need to tell Jub to be more gracious to his P1s, the loyal P1s.
Why? What happened?
Well, I bumped up into him at the gas station and
when?
Kind of big time in the line, and then I went out to his SUV and asked him for some shirts, and he said he didn't have nothing for me. What's up with that?
It's not like we
carry around loads
of shirts and hats.
You all owe the P1 something. We pay your salary.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, dear.
When did you see him?
He was playing at a trophy club, you know, one of those Richie golf clubs out there on South Lake.
Home alone.
Honestly, his mold stuck out, and so I said, that's got to be the Jub.
Yeah, I agree with you. George should carry around a bunch of T-shirts in his SUV.
You know what? Grego does.
Does he really?
Grego always has, like, a spare hat and a spare T-shirt in his car in case he runs into a P1 or...
I just think that, yeah.
You know, it's not a bad idea, because I can't tell you how many people I've promised T-shirts to and never followed up on it, and I feel so bad about that.
I have Rant T-shirts in my car.
Do you?
That's good.
Have you been getting the ones? I think we're a little bit behind. Are you?
No. I've got three that I need to mail out.
Okay.
By the way, I have receipts for you.
Oh, you do?
Let me give them to you.
Do I owe you money?
Yeah, do it after the show.
You owe me like $60.
Business.
Let's put it on my tab. All right, give us a little music here. Things that drive Jub crazy. All right. All right, we'll move on.
Music is what he asked for.
I wish so much that today was a Muser's Day, because I love to run these past Giorgio. Some of you think these would drive him crazy. Wesley Clark speaks out. He basically criticizes Bush, as you can imagine. He says there were two of the greatest lies ever told in the last 3 years.
Now, Wesley Clark is one of the
guys are going for the Democratic presidential nomination.
But he is one of the favorites to win the nomination. Right.
It's Dean, and then Clark's right on his heels now.
Okay.
All right, he said two of the greatest lies. What do you think they were?
That our current president told?
Right.
I'm not a crook.
That
no.
he never did blow in college?
No. One was that the September 11th attacks could not have been prevented, and the other is that a future attack is inevitable. He says those are the two greatest lies that have ever been told in the past 3 years. How does he know this?
I'm sure I've told a bigger lie than that.
He says, if I'm president of the United States, I'm going to take care of the American people. We're not going to have one of these incidents.
Right.
So basically, that
he's
sounds
guaranteeing.
Like he is blaming September 11th on George Bush.
Right.
Why not? Got to have a scapegoat.
Hey,
I think that's pretty bold and shocking.
It is.
I would think they would jump on this story a little bit more than this. It is pretty incredible to blame a guy for September 11th.
It's one guy.
One guy.
Okay.
George Bush, the president of this country
All right.
that was attacked.
But look, it's ballsy. It's very shocking. But it can go either way. This guy is a long shot to win the presidency. He's maybe a 50-50 shot to win the Democratic nomination. What does he have to lose? Maybe this blows up in his face, but maybe it's something that people will latch onto and say, yeah.
I blame George Bush also for that story we just had about that kid killing his in-laws and his son.
Why? Because it happened on his watch?
Oh, yeah, he's president. I also blame him for Oklahoma losing the Sugar Bowl.
Oh, my goodness. But I think it's whether it's politically advantageous for him or not, don't you think it's just sorry?
It's stupid.
You think that...
Blame,
you know what I hate? I really hate people that hate George Bush.
Yeah.
Because my opinion of him is, I may disagree with him, I may have never voted for him, may never vote for him, but I really think the guy is probably a nice guy.
Yeah, no.
I think he's probably a decent human being.
Still our president.
And to say that, you know what, you're the one who, you basically knew September 11th was going to happen, and you just let it happen.
You just sat back and ate cheesecake while it was
right.
going on.
You just saw those intelligence reports on your desk and just
you thought it'd
trash.
Be kind of funny that all those people died. That's just so sorry.
What was the other lie? I already forgot.
The other one is that it's
inevitable that another attack will
inevitable
occur.
That there will be another attack on the American people.
His quote is, in the rest of time,
he said, yeah, he said, if I'm president of the United States, I'm going to take care of the American people. We're not going to have another one of those incidents.
Okay.
Another one of these incidents.
He's saying that is the biggest lie that American people will not be attacked for the rest of time. That's what he's saying.
Right.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, did George Bush put a timetable on his?
No. They're just saying that in all likelihood, we will have another terrorist attack on our soil.
Right.
Which I think that's going to happen.
It is inevitable.
It's a pretty good bet.
It is inevitable. Now, whether or not it's going to be that grand of a scale, we'll still be attacked one way or another.
Right. The question is, can we prevent it from getting to that big a scale?
Yeah.
They're going to try something. That just infuriates me as an American that Wesley Clark says this.
Madonna.
That's the second thing that would really burn Giorgio up. Madonna says on her website...
Slutwhore.com?
I believe it's Madonna.com, Dave. She says, I'm writing to you... Oh, I'm sorry. What is this? Is this on her website? I don't know who she's writing to. Oh, in an email to fans. Here it is, an email to fans. I'm writing to you because the future I wish for my children is at risk. So we all need to take note because her children are at risk.
That's right.
Okay.
And we all need to be concerned about Madonna's children.
If you're a fan of Madonna, don't be concerned about your own children. Madonna's children may be at risk right now.
Hunter and Scout.
This is her quote. No, I think you got another celebrity there. Our greatest risk is not terrorism. It's not Iraq or the axis of evil.
It's George Bush?
Our greatest risk is a lack of leadership... A lack of honesty, and a complete lack of consciousness.
Huh?
Not conscience, but consciousness.
So, she's saying that George Bush sleeps too often?
I guess so. That's the only thing
he's
I
like
can figure out.
Narcoleptic?
I want to know how Madonna can say our greatest risk is not terrorism.
Not Iraq.
I mean, you know what? Let's say that I'm a Republican and I don't think that Bill Clinton, let's say I really disliked Bill Clinton and really hated his leadership, and you told me I can choose between having five more 9/11s or Bill Clinton's president, which I consider to be a lack of leadership, I would think I'd choose the Bill Clinton, but not Madonna.
Nope. For the sake of her children.
She would much rather have terrorism, Iraq, and an axis of evil than this lack of leadership that she's seen.
Well, she's obviously one of the brilliant minds of our time.
I'm on her website now. She says, I've never aligned myself with a presidential candidate during the primary season, but this time the stakes are too high. We have too much to lose, and there's so much work to be done.
And who does she endorse?
General Wesley Clark.
Wesley Clark.
Hmm.
Anyway, those were two things that did, and I'm not a Republican.
I could just see Jubb's birthmark just pulsing in anger.
I know. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, tell those guys Madonna lives in London, England. That's why she's afraid of her children being attacked.
All right, thanks for the info.
Later.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Howard Dean, the leading front runner for the Democratic Party, threw out the notion that George Bush may have known about the attacks prior to it happening, and he did nothing to protect.
Yeah, I'm sure he knew about it.
Well.
So do you believe that?
Do I believe it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe that.
That he had foreknowledge of it, but he kind of rubbed his hands together and said, oh, I want to see this.
Yeah, he went and saw the water boy and said, take care of it.
The idea that he throws it out is much more sillier than anyone believing it, and it doesn't get reported.
I want you guys to tell me when she gave up. When Madonna gave up, when she ran out of stuff to write about Wesley Clark, all right?
Okay.
Thankfully, there is now a candidate running for president who is committed to ensuring that our country lives up to its promise and its people. He's a decorated soldier and a respected diplomatic leader who has already given 34 years to his country. He is smart and he is good.
Uh-oh. After the smart thing, I think that's where she started failing. He is good.
Her press agent quit proofreading it at that point.
He is smart and
he
is
good. Chris in Dallas, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I hate George Bush.
Okay. Why do you hate him?
Well, I hate him for a few reasons. I hate him because he spent the surplus. I hate him because he lied about the weapons of mass destruction. And I hate him because he dodged out of Vietnam when he was with the Texas Air National Guard.
You know what? This amazes me because I actually kind of like George Bush. I don't know about as a president, but I like him as a guy for some reason. I don't know why.
I like him as a guy, too.
But I don't understand this hate word. I mean, I know people who hated Clinton. I never got that.
Well,
so he did the intern business in the White House. So you disagree with his policies on health care. So this, so that. What's with the hate business?
I hate him as a president.
I have divorced myself from politics.
Does Erica know?
So much.
I have, too.
I don't even care.
It's too much tired head and it's so much misplaced passion because people are all ignorant about what goes on. Like you, Chris, you don't know anything about what George Bush has done other than what people have told you. And it's been filtered through their opinion. And you kind of look at people and you don't look at what George Bush does. You look at what people say about what George Bush does and you kind of say, well, you know what, I kind of agree with this guy's opinion.
Same with you. You don't know what George Bush does. You're not in the White
House. That's why I don't form an opinion.
No, you have an opinion. You like
it. I guarantee I have no opinion on what kind of president he is. I basically have no opinion on what kind of president Clinton was.
I've heard on the radio you say you like him. You like him, you think he's a strong leader. I've heard you say that.
Oh, no. No, what I said is this. I say that one thing I will say about George Bush is I do think he leads as opposed to, all right, hey, what does everybody else think? What do you want me to do? Which I think Clinton did a lot more of that kind of feeling out what everyone else thought rather than leading with his heart.
Right. I mean,
now, granted, you know, there's a lot of leaders who lead people into hell because of their convictions, but I do admire leaders that do lead by conviction.
I hate it when people just regurgitate mindless drivel from Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
Crossfire.
Right.
Hey, Rush Limbaugh. Hey, Rush Limbaugh.
No, I'm not,
of course you do.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying people in general.
I'm actually a very devout Republican. I mean, I believe in Republican ideals. I just don't like this guy as a president.
All right, so what's wrong with him? Say it again.
He spent the surplus. He was not honest with the American public about the weapons of mass destruction.
How did he spend the surplus?
Well, the first thing he did when he got into office was he spent the surplus.
Okay, what did he spend it on? I'm asking.
You don't know what I'm saying.
He gave every American the $600 rebate, plus he gave corporate interest many tax rebates.
Okay, so he gave the American people's money back to them, and that's spending the surplus, in your opinion.
And giving it back to corporations.
Okay, and let's say he does that because he has the firm conviction, whether it's right or wrong,
that
it energizes the economy. And if you have businesses having more money, then they can employ more people that money goes to. I mean, you may disagree with that ideologically, but...
Bad move.
Why?
You may say it's a bad move.
He tried it,
but he believed
it didn't work out the way he wanted it to.
9/11 ended up coming, and we...
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why politics is just such a whip.
9/11 ended up coming because he spent the
surplus. You have to talk with people who have the thought process like you.
I'm not saying 9/11 ended up coming because of it. I'm saying that would have been good money to have in the bank. We had the surplus for the first time since the 40s.
Okay, now if he now, so you think he should have asked for everyone for that tax cut back and say, hey, this goes to our 9/11 fund.
No, obviously he didn't know about 9/11 at the time. What he should have done is just hold on to the money, wait a while, see what the economy was doing.
Okay.
The economy was already starting to go down. When the economy goes down, revenues go down. When revenues go down, we need more money. The surplus could have been a valuable tool.
You know, all you have to do when the economy goes down, why don't you just tax the businesses a lot more?
No, what you do is...
Wait, no, why not?
Spending.
Wait, why not?
Spending.
We don't want evil corporate America to have money.
That's right.
Oh, no, we do. They employ us.
No, don't think that far. I don't like thinking that far. I just like to think, I need an enemy. I need corporate America to be the enemy. And I want to think that any time that a president gives a break to corporate America, it's just to make his rich friends more rich. That's what I want to think.
No.
Please let me think that.
No, absolutely not. I mean, they
all right.
You know, when
tired,
when I get so tired of that. How do people sit around
and talk politics
forever?
Because they're all talking third-hand knowledge and fourth-hand sound bites. That's all they do.
You know, as you judge presidents, really and truly, most of their policies are going to be split down the middle. But in reflection, you're going to say, okay, I believe that this worked that they did, and this didn't work, and then somebody else is going to have the exact opposite opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a wash. Really, the only way you can judge a president is how they handle crisis, and not every president has to face crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had Reagan had the Cold War, Kennedy had the Cuban Missile Crisis, FDR had the Depression, you know, LBJ had Vietnam.
Which I always thought FDR should have gotten treated for that. If he suffered depression for
well,
that
they didn't they didn't have Zoloft back then.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Oh.
But so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, George Bush has done as credible a job as he could be expected to under the circumstances of September 11th and the Middle East.
All right, let's squeeze one in real quick. Rich, you're on the ticket.
Gordon, I'm so tired of you.
Okay.
You're such a child. You take these childlike arguments. You start with the Wesley Clark thing. Know what the hell you're talking about. This is a ridiculous little 3-second soundbite from what Wesley Clark was talking about with respect to a anti-terrorism plan that was in place, ready to be implemented 6 months before Bush went into office.
Okay, so that would have prevented these attacks. Without a doubt, that would have prevented these attacks.
Child, can you listen to someone for 5 seconds?
I listened to you for about 30 seconds before I even spoke.
That's what he was talking about. He wasn't saying that Bush could have prevented 9/11. He was saying there was a plan.
Okay, Rich.
Stuff we're doing now.
Take a break for just a second. Rich, hold it.
On hold.
Hold it, Rich. I'm going to have to put you on hold if you don't stop talking for a second, okay? I want to read you these words, and I want you to tell me if Wesley Clark said them. Okay?
Go ahead.
If I'm president of the United States, I'm going to take care of the American people. We're not going to have one of these incidents.
What?
Not we're probably not, or not we're going to implement policies not to have them. We are not going to have one of these incidents.
That's what he said, and he was talking about the policy that was not implemented for the 2.5 months that George Bush was in Crawford on vacation.
And there is not another one, there's not another terrorist incident that's bound to happen. So, in other words, if we have been given the magic key to prevent all terrorism in America, and that is Wesley Clark, as president.
That's an
with semantics.
That's an.
And what are semantics, by the way? I have to go through this all the time. People think semantics are a bad word. Semantics means the meaning of words, right?
George Bush said...
That what did he mean by these words?
An imminent terrorist threat. Imminent means... What does imminent mean?
Imminent means unavoidable.
And within the one's horizon of reality, not forever, not...
Does imminent mean unavoidable or very near in the way he's meaning it?
It's all in the context of what Clark was talking about with respect to the plan that was not... Clinton's administration didn't implement the plan because they were going out, and this was people who work for him now.
All right, but wait a second, Rich. You're working on the premise that if we had this plan, then 9/11 wouldn't have happened, right? You may believe that, right, but you don't know that.
You might not have gotten 20 guys with box cutters on planes.
Might not have.
There were proper security.
But you know what? I noticed, and I hate to play semantics here, but you used the word might. Why would you use that word?
Because that's what Clark was talking about, prospectively.
But he's not saying here that it might not have happened. He said...
If you were president, what would be different? Well, he would have implemented a plan that was sitting there on the desk for 6 months while he was off on vacation.
Right, and that, by implementing that plan, he said that we would not have had one of these incidents. Period. It's not a question. It's not a might or anything like that. We would not have had it.
You know,
because Wesley Clark implemented a plan that was foolproof.
You know, that quote by Wesley Clark is kind of an empty promise, like when you tell your wife that, no, I don't find other women attractive.
No, absolutely not.
One more thing, and I really, how can you talk about getting tired head about talking about the realities of the world when you can talk about sports 24 hours a day? I love talking about sports.
I just love talking sports that much. Thanks for your phone call. It's 11:54 on the ticket.
No, we can't score, stick handle, or even skate. That's what makes Charity Challenge on Ice the perfect ticket event. No talent, no skill, no problem. Charity Challenge on Ice. That is, the hype begins with a Charity Challenge on Ice draft party this Tuesday at Pugsley's Library, Walnut Hill and I-35 Stemmons Freeway. Join the Hardline live from 3 to 6 for the pre-draft program. Then Norm Hitchcock hosts the players' draft from 6 to 8. Just like last year, it's a reverse draft as Subway Team Hardline picks the players for Speedy Oil Change Team users and vice versa. Meet all the players and Gordo, too, at the Charity Challenge on I-7 draft party at Pugsley's Library from Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com.
Hey, 3-1's Gordon Keith here for North Texas Nissan. Did you know that North Texas Nissan, what the heck was that? Sorry. Something magical just happened to
the magical sale at North Texas Nissan.
Yeah, North Texas Nissan has been born for you, the P1s. This is basically a P1 dealership. It's owned and operated by Kevin McGowan, a good friend of Corby's,
yes.
Good friend of mine. Corby, you bought a vehicle from Kevin. I drive a vehicle from North Texas Nissan. And, Davey, you actually thought about buying an Xterra recently until you hit the kids with your credit card.
My wife wouldn't let me.
Yeah, unfortunately. But North Texas Nissan is there for you to pick up a Murano, an Xterra, a Pathfinder, the full-size Armada, or the new Nissan Titan, which is making all the news in the automotive industry.
You know,
a full-size pickup truck that's luxurious.
If he would give me, if Kevin McGowan would give me an Armada, a Pathfinder Armada for free, I would be his love slave for the rest of my life.
There you go. That's the Dave Lane promise. It's North Texas Nissan on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas, just north of Lake Louisville. North Texas Nissan, brother.
Sports Radio 1310.
Good morning, good strong ticket listener. Kevin Scott from the Hotline here. I'm at Wings and Things today. Easy to get to. It's in Grapevine. William D. Tate at 140. Come on out. The ticket chicks are out here, and we're out here. We're having a good time. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock, but they got TVs up here. Stars Take the Ice at noon. You can watch the game, and then if you want, you can listen to Bobby Down's post-game show. Come on out and mention that you heard about Wings and Things on the ticket. 50 wings for $19.99 or $5 off any order of $25 or more. If you want wings, come on out anyway. There's all kinds of stuff like French fries, stuffed jalapenos, and something called corn poppers. I don't know what that is, but I'm really looking forward to trying those corn poppers. It's a Wings and Things today. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock, so come on out and register for stuff.
All live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Talking Cowboys, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is hydroponics.com or call us toll free at 1-866-25-HYDRO.
Listen all weekend as Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket paves the yellow brick road to Super Bowl 38. All the NFC and AFC divisional playoff games are on The Ticket beginning this afternoon at 3:30 with the Panthers and the Rams at St. Louis, followed at 7:15 by the Titans and the Patriots in Foxborough. Then tomorrow at noon, it's the Colts and the Chiefs in Kansas City, followed by the Packers and the Eagles at 3:45 in Philadelphia. Watch all the games if you can this weekend, but if you can't, listen to The Ticket while you get something done and you won't miss a play. The NFL Divisional Playoffs and Super Bowl 38 are on Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com. This is The Ticket. KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. This is The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
AFC Divisional Playoff between the Titans and Patriots should provide some drama. Texas Landing Cattle bringing the ticker. Kickoff is at 7:15 and temperature at game time is expected to be between 0 and 10 degrees. Tom Brady says this game is more about their goal of the Super Bowl.
It's really become a goal of ours to get into the playoffs and then to work our way through the playoffs. We've stayed very focused in the short term to be able to do that. And to be able to play this Saturday night, it's like the Monday night game, you know. Everybody's watching.
The early game is at 3:30 between the Panthers and the Rams. You can hear both games right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Mavericks dropped their third game at home this season, a 92-80 loss to the Pacers. They shoot only 38% from the floor. 80 points is the lowest point total for the Mavs at home this season. Stars are minutes away from their game with the Avalanche. Mike Madonna will not play. He was placed on injured reserve with a strained groin. And by the way, make sure you listen to the Stars postgame show right here on The Ticket. And reports out of Chicago claim that LSU head coach Nick Saban interviewed with the Chicago Bears on Friday. Bears GM Jerry Angelo says if Saban wants the Bears head coaching position, it is his to take. That's The Ticket. Ticker a service of Goodyear. Now through January 17th, get up to a $50 cash card with the purchase of 4 selected Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the retailer nearest to you. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 1220, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Troy Aikman Show, weekends, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Listen all weekend as Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket paves the yellow brick road to Super Bowl 38. All the NFC and AFC divisional playoff games are on The Ticket beginning this afternoon at 3:30 with the Panthers and the Rams at St. Louis, followed at 7:15 by the Titans and the Patriots in Foxborough. Then tomorrow at noon, it's the Colts and the Chiefs in Kansas City, followed by the Packers and the Eagles at 3:45 in Philadelphia. Watch all the games if you can this weekend, but if you can't, listen to The Ticket while you get something done and you won't miss a play. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The station everyone can agree on at work. This is The Ticket.